Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And now we are going to hear, we're going to be astonished from the words of wisdom we get from yours truly, Big John McTurnan.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I would look at it like you're talking about a relative that's in the FBI. Well, I would, let's say one of my children was in the FBI. I would be after them not to be compromised, that you've got to work within the law, and if you must stand up. You took an oath for the Constitution and stand before the Lord. That you can't be bullied, or you got to get another job, or you become a whistleblower. But you just can't roll over and be used by them as a goon to destroy the rights of the American people.
All right. So now you have a relative. Let's say you have a brother that's in the FBI, and you go to him and you say, "Look, you know, you really should speak out." And he says, "You know, look, I've got 3 years left before retirement. I get full retirement. If I speak out now, I'll lose that retirement. Okay. They'll give me a bad report, and I'll be purged. I only have 3 years. So, what would you tell him? Is it better to, as Abraham Lincoln said, for men to remain silent when they should speak out makes cowards of men? Let me ask you this. If they remain silent and don't do the right thing, is it going to be hard to live with yourself? I mean, it would be very hard for me. I'd have to do the right thing. I would have a hard time living with myself. What do you think, John?
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, what happens is there's a great danger of getting hardened. In other words, in the beginning, you might be sensitive towards it. And the more you're compromised, you become hardened, you rationalize it. And next thing you know, Pastor Ernie, you're maybe not hardcore with them, but you've been neutralized and you're of no use for the people now.
There you go. Okay. Anyhow, so, you know, the advice would be to these people to do the right thing, even if it costs you, right? Even if it costs you, do the right thing. And is it ever wrong to do the right thing?
It's always right to do the right thing. And what happens, Pastor Ernie, is you do the right thing, and in the short term, you might get beat up. In the long term, you win. That's how it works, Pastor Ernie. You know, in my life experience, that's what I've seen.
All right, very good. I got an article here. Conservatives have become the enemy. This is an article by Patricia Lewis. And here, it's funny how the mainstream media will seize on a topic and then run with it. Just within the last few weeks, the topic du jour is how conservatives are now the enemy. In fact, the headlines are coming so thick and fast that it's hard to keep up. The MAGA Republican smear is about turning Democrats' political opponents into the government's enemy. Biden calls on Americans to fight back against MAGA. Republicans just days after killing off a MAGA teen. Tulsi Gabbard, Dems say Republicans are literally worse than Al-Qaeda. This is now Tulsi Gabbard is saying that the Democrats, in fact, I think she is a Democrat,
yeah.
Isn't she? Yeah. The Democrats are saying this about Republicans. Thus, it is full-blown political purge. Tucker Carlson obtains DOJ subpoenas targeting all Trump allies. Teacher union runs ad calling conservative parents extremists. Civil War is here. PMSNBC host says that there is no dealing with conservatives. Ex-CIA director Republicans are the most dangerous political group ever. We know who that is, huh? Comey. Homeland Security chief Americans who don't trust government are the biggest terror threat. Oh, brother. How about Americans that don't trust God, huh? Why are these headlines sprouting now? Partially because of Biden's creepy dystopian battle for the soul of the nation. Speech in which he referred to 70% of Americans who didn't vote for him as extremists that threatens the very foundations of our republic and said we fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to rule of the law, to the very soul of the country. Anyone who criticizes his economic agenda are white supremacists and extremists. So now, let me ask you, John, what do you think? The Democrats know, we're just over a month away from a scheduled election. They know if there is a fair and honest election, they're gone, right? I mean, even just in the last month, over a million Democrats have switched their political parties from Democrat to Republican, but a whole lot of them have gone to independents, so even a lot more of them, okay? So they know this. They know that if there is a fair and honest election, they cannot afford a fair and honest election. They can't win office. So what do you think they're going to try to do, John?
Well, we discussed that, Pastor Ernie. Bill Gates, who I don't know if he was bragging or whatever he did, but he tipped off what COVID was coming and the death shots. Remember, Pastor Ernie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was warning about there's a pandemic coming, and didn't Fauci say it was going to occur, that there was a sudden pandemic coming during Trump's administration? Remember that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we played that over and over. We played that, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, and there was more. There's more. I'm just touching a couple highlights here. But, in fact, let me read this article, Pastor Ernie. I have it posted. Here's what it says. Here's the title. Bill Gates makes concerning statement about the election and civil war. He did that over the last weekend. He was interviewed on some show. And this is a quote now. No, this isn't a quote from him, but here's the article. Bill Gates is still worried about domestic polarization in the U.S., which seems little hope for in the short term. Now, here's his quote, Bill Gates. I admit that political polarization may bring it all to an end. We're going to have a hung election and a civil war, he said. Now, he just said this at the end of September, and the election is, 5-6 weeks away, and he's saying we're going to have a civil war. It's not like, we're heading towards a civil war 2 years from now. He's saying it's right on us. I have no expertise in that, he says, and I'm not going to divert my money to that because I won't know how to spend it. Isn't that nice of him? So he's going to stay on the sidelines while the civil war rages in America. That's what he said just, 5-6 days ago, Pastor.
Well, here's an article by Alicia Powell, and she is saying here. She's quoting Gates right here. Those banking on the next election to stop the globalist takeover of America are in for a very rude awakening, according to Bill Gates. Political polarization will bring it all to an end, Gates warned during a keynote conversation at the 2022 Forbes 400 summit. The polarization and lack of trust is a problem, he said. The spread of misinformation, now listen to this, the spread of misinformation, particularly the book authored by Robert Kennedy Jr., exposes Gates' involvement in eugenics, is fueling polarization, and the philanthropists argued. Well, first of all, Kennedy was right on. What he has written, he did his research.
It started with his dad, Bill Gates' father.
Yeah. Well, Bill Gates' father took over Planned Parenthood from Margaret Sanger.
Yeah.
He was a...
the ultimate eugenist.
Right. So, one of the best-selling books last year was the book by Robert Kennedy saying that I'd like to make money and kill millions of people with vaccines, he said. That's wild. Well, guess who said that? Gates himself had said that. Gates himself had talked about we need to depopulate. There's ways we can depopulate the planet. And so, not only that, they bragged there in Africa where they were testing that human papilloma.
Yeah.
And they were bragging. They were bragging that eight times as many girls died from the vaccine than died from the disease. But
yeah, Pastor Ernie, they also were vaccinating young girls and women in Kenya for tetanus. And they had attached to the or part of the vaccine was a whatever you want to call it, an agent that went after their reproductive organs, and it was leaving a lot of women that couldn't carry to full term. They would it so weakened them that when they were trying to carry the baby, they'd spontaneously have a miscarriage. And that was all found. He denied it. They all denied it. And then there was one doctor there that pursued it, kept on. And then the evidence came out that they loaded up that vaccine with a sterilizing agent for women.
Yeah, India and Africa basically have kicked the bill and Linda Gates Foundation right off the continent. They want very little to do with them for all these reasons you just mentioned.
Oh, yeah. He did it with polio in India.
Yeah.
And 500,000 or 400,000 kids ended up coming down with polio from his vaccine. And right now, Pastor Ernie, Gates is being sued in India. He's being sued for the vaccine, for the death of a woman that was directly proven that she was a doctor. It was directly proven that the vaccine was the cause of her death. And so far, he's been subpoenaed by the Indian court, and he's not responding. So this guy is bad news, Pastor Ernie. Everything about him is death. The stench of death follows this man.
Well, Pfizer is being sued for $900 million because of what their damage their vaccines have done. Okay, $900 million. That's a lot of money. Let me see. I was looking for that. But let's go over here to Nordstrom. The Nord Stream pipelines sabotaged, and only one country benefits from that. Now, there's only one person that I heard that said if Russia invades Ukraine, then there will be, you can say, kiss goodbye to Nord Stream. He said there will be no more Nord Stream.
Biden.
That was right. Joe Obama Biden was the one that said that. So now Joe Obama Biden is trying to claim that the Russians sabotaged their own pipeline.
What is the benefit of that? Nobody can explain that, actually. Why would Russia benefit from cutting off their own gas to Germany?
Well, you see, here's the thing. You see, you have to understand, before you can get that information from the left, you have to know what a woman is. Now, you don't know what a woman is because nobody knows what that is yet, right?
That's right.
So, remember, see, this insanity, they come at you with complete and total lunacy. And that's the idea, is the shock value, to come out and say that this is a complete and total lie, what he said, just like, you know, Biden said the economy's never been better than it is.
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, look at the timing of this. Biden made that speech, I don't know when, but it was a while ago, months or a year ago, right?
I think it was back in the spring. Okay.
Okay. We'll say 6 months ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Putin and Russia and these provinces in Ukraine, they have an election last week, I think it was. and the results were to come out today, and obviously Putin and the Russians, the people were going to vote to go with Russia one way or another. You know, I'm sure the election, if it wasn't rigged, you know, and if the people didn't want to do it, then it was rigged. So Putin gave his speech today, and we should just spend a little bit on that speech he made, Pastor Ernie. But here's what I'm driving at. That pipeline was blown up, what, 2 days ago?
I think it's been, what, 2 or 3 days, yeah.
Yeah, we'll say 2 days ago. And the timing is just when Russia is going to claim those eastern provinces of Ukraine as Russian. And Biden said if you did that, right, what was going to happen? They were going to, that there'd be no, that North Stream there would be destroyed, right?
Absolutely. I remember him saying it.
He almost did it to the day. If it would have been blown up today, it would have been to the very day. So, I mean, all, and when it comes down to it, I'm going to pin you down, Pastor Ernie. Who would you trust more, Putin or Biden?
I would have to trust Putin more than Biden.
I mean, I know. And, you know, Putin is a real, real bad guy. I mean, a lot of people have died around him. I call it Putin's side. And here we call it Arkin's side. And I call it Putin's side now. Political opponents have died mysteriously. And I don't know, these oligarchies over there close to him, and they died mysteriously. And they died from radiation poisoning and all sorts of stuff. And
Maybe it was just coincidental, like it was with Hillary, all them people that are dying around here.
Yeah, you know, what I'm saying is, when you look at Biden and what he said he was going to do, and now it wasn't Biden, it was Obama, I guess, that was saying it. And then this pipeline's blown up 2 days before Russia incorporates these Ukrainian provinces, and it's obvious that Biden was behind it.
All righty, now... Here you go. Without Russian gas, this is an article from Joe Hoft. Without Russian gas, our economy will be dead. Thousands of protesters march in eastern German states against soaring energy prices the night before Nord Stream blasts. The night before the line was damaged. Now, by the way, the CIA had warned Germany. And where was it? Was it Switzerland or one of the others that they had warned them that they thought that there was going to be, they were going to do something, they were going to blow it up. Okay, there was a warning out by them. The night before the line was damaged, thousands of people in Gera and Germany marched against socialist Olaf Scholz's policy and the explosion of energy and gas prices in Germany. The protesters called for an end to sanctions on Russia and the reopening of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. Thousands of people in Gera, Germany, and Olaf Scholz's policy. Wait a minute, they're leaving out a word here. And the explosion of energy and the gas prices. They demanded an end to sanctions on Russia and the reopening of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. There you go. Demonstrators and also in other German cities. But the UN, US, the EU media censored them. The EU media censored them. Okay. Well, well, here you had 24,000 people took place in a march in Thuringia on that. So there you go. But you didn't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS, did you?
No.
Here's another one people should be about. United Nations food chief warns of chaos, hell, and widespread food shortages next year. The world is facing a perfect storm on the top of a perfect storm. Let me ask you, is that perfect storm created on purpose by the globalists, by the Joe Obama, the Biden regime, and the globalists?
It's always nice that go on ahead, John.
No, that's right. Go ahead. You can go.
It's always nice that WEF, UN is kind enough to warn us, you know, about all these troubles coming down when they're, you know, obviously creating them. It's almost like Adolf Hitler telling the Jewish people, hey, there's going to be bad times coming down, as though he's helping them out. It's just mind-boggling.
Well,
and like you said with Bill Gates just a couple of minutes ago about his predictions, you know, in the future about the election, they're creating these problems, and they're the media makes them look to be like prophets.
Well, just because now here, according to the United Nations, one of the major reasons for this is the severe fertilizer shortage. Yeah. Now, the fertilizer shortage was created by the Obama regime.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it was created on purpose. And then not only was it created, but what happened? The rail lines, they wanted to shut down, and so they would not haul that. And so they've created this on purpose, but the fake news media will not tell the people that. They will not tell the people that. And so there you go. Now, remember, Biden just said that the economy really, it's never really been better. The economy is growing. I just heard him say that last week, right? Dow down 2,000 points since Biden's first day. $9 trillion lost in the world stocks in a 3Q alone. So let me ask you this. If the stock market, we've lost $9 trillion, how in the world can the economy better than ever?
It's not. He's a liar, and he'll say anything, so that's what he's doing. And the people have to see through it. I mean, the people know whether he's telling the truth or not. Obviously, he's not.
And so what do they got to do? I mean, they can't. They've got to find a way not to have the elections, because the people are not as stupid as they think they are, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we have to be very careful about false flags, Pastor Ernie, between it's actually more than the election. It's going to, when Congress is seated, I think it's January 2nd, somewhere around there. I think that it's a real concern that the election goes our way real good, let's say, and they then use Biden has been saying, that we are terrorists, we are against democracy, we're violent, and he's going to save America by coming in and maybe arresting the Republicans that are associated with MAGA.
Like martial law.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would be.
Well, I mean, if he tries that, one of the things that's happening, see, one of the major problems they have is county sheriffs. A lot of the county sheriffs out there, do you know what? People in our military, the soldiers in our military, they're related to people here in this country, right? Their own families.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant, Pastor.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Now, you won't find that. That would never be taught like at Harvard or Yale anymore, okay, because until they find out what a woman is, they really can't go that high and that deep. But, so when you've got in this country right now over 150 million armed people that are armed Americans. Actually, it's 170 million armed Americans. When you've got now county sheriffs, many of the county sheriffs, and guess what? Those county sheriffs have families just like the rest of America does. And they own property. And they're not going to want to give their property over to these illegal aliens and to foreign soldiers, right? So they're going to fight, aren't they, John?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, and add to it the real good governors and the National Guard.
There you go. And so if you add to all of that, they're going to have a very hard time, Obama or Obama, taking over. So what is Bill Gates missing? Bill Gates says that the elections are going to be neutralized somehow.
Yeah. That's a frightening statement when he actually comes out and says that people that think the election will stop the globalization of America. I mean, that's treason right there. Then he actually comes out and says that publicly. That's frightening.
Okay, so now, the opposition, they're always, whatever God's Word in the Bible teaches, they're always in total opposite. Everything in the Democratic Communist Party.
Everything.
Whatever
everything
the Bible teaches. So now, so then we believe that elections should be fair and honest. That means that they believe that they can't be fair and honest. They got to be corrupt. So because of all of the election fraud and all of the lying, all of the tremendous amount of lying that was done by the Democratic Party and by the mainstream media, we know, to us, lying is wrong. It's repulsive. To them, it's required. So then, because we spoke out and said, look, this was nothing but election fraud, we all know that. So they're going to, if we do have an actual election that is not fraudulent, then they have to claim that it is fraudulent, don't they? Because they've got to be in total
right.
opposition.
Right. Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. So let's say there is a complete, well, as reasonable as possible, honest election, and the right people are elected, and there are all sorts of new, really good sheriffs and new congresspeople and a couple, you know, good senators, and but local elections. They can't have that, Pastor Ernie. So, yeah, they're going to say it's fraudulent, and MAGA did this. They intimidated people, and they threatened people. MAGA did this. This is a fraudulent election, and we're not going to allow it. We're going to save America. So are they going to be successful? You know, I don't think so. With the American public, with the sheriffs, with the governors and the National Guard, and with the good people in the military that are there, I don't think so, Pastor Ernie. But they're so desperate, they may try it.
They're desperate because they know if we win and we have a legitimate Justice Department, okay, if we won the election in November, come January, the Congress could impeach Biden. They could impeach Biden. They could overturn that election and put Trump right into office, couldn't they?
I don't know. Seriously, Pastor, I'd like to think it would happen, but I don't know legally what you could do. I don't
think they could.
I think
do that.
If they impeach, they can impeach Biden, but then it would fall back to Harris or the vice president.
No, well, look, that would go down the entire crime cartel. If they go after Biden, it's going to be the others are going with him. They got enough stuff on Nasty Pelosi to put her away for 10 lifetimes, okay, as far as insider trading.
Yeah.
But I mean, Ernie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, finish what you were saying. I want to say something that's kind of funny but sad.
Well,
go ahead.
I believe they could do that. They would have, if we had an actual Justice Department again, if they took it and it dismantled the corruption from Merrick Garland down, these people will be charged, like that FBI agent that we had here last night when he said they have committed high treason and they need to stand trial for treason, right? And so they know that. That's why they're so desperate, John, and they're going to do whatever, they're going to try whatever they can because they have broken the laws, they have committed high treason. And they know that. They know that the people know that. So go ahead.
Yeah. Have you followed that Kamala Harris is in Korea?
Yeah. That was funny.
Did you hear the gasp that she said, Pastor?
What gasp? You mean to tell me that North Korea is not our ally, a great, wonderful ally?
Yeah, but she, and the North Koreans took what she said was like a threat, that North Korea was we were going to, like, conquer North Korea. So the North Koreans were saber-rattling and we're going to nuke you or whatever they were saying. I don't know exactly. So she made this, instead of saying, you know, the Republic of South Korea, as she said, North Korea, and the North Koreans picked up on it, and they thought it was like she was saying that we were going to attack them and conquer them.
Yeah, I noticed that the military, the fellow that was in charge there, told her that he pointed, and he said, that's North Korea there. Okay.
Right.
And he was, it's amazing. I mean.
Yeah, so she goes over there with her, she's mindless, really. I mean, yeah. She doesn't have dementia, but her mind is like Biden's without dementia.
She's got the IQ. Go on ahead, John.
She almost, I'm not going to say she was close to starting a war, but she created this furor by mixing up North Korea and South Korea.
Yeah, it's actually a shame that the Kim Jong-un actually has more credibility than our vice president. It's horrible that way.
Well, guess what happened in Germany? They had election. The German election in Berlin has to be done over. They're going to do over the election.
You're right.
Do you know why? Because they found discrepancies over there, like they did here in this country. But in Germany, when you have a discrepancy, you have to redo the election because it's important that it actually gets done fair and honest, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not the question. That's not the way it is here, is it?
That's right, Pastor. And apparently, things didn't match up. I think there were more votes than people who voted. So, like here, you know, it's like Philadelphia.
You mean more votes than there were people? You had that. Here you go.
So they have to have a re-election now to straighten this out.
Reported yesterday, the election in Berlin has to be done over due to discrepancies. The German national election held last year must be completely rerun in the city of Berlin as a result of multiple discrepancies plaguing the result of the court in the city has said. As a result of a wide variety of serious voting irregularities in Berlin, elections that took place in the city last year, including the nationwide general election, must now be rerun, a court declared Wednesday. We're going up to a break. When we come back, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. We'll be right back. When your world has come unglued and you don't know what to do, remember God, He's the one that made you. When the world has put you down and your life is one big frown, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. Through the good times and the sorrows, Almighty God is still His name. When you've been done all wrong and you need someone who's strong, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. When the world has found you guilty, He'll take away the blame.
Away the blame.
He's always right. He's never wrong. He'll make your troubles all be gone. Remember Him. He's the one who loves you. Remember Him, He's the one who loves you. Remember Him, He's the one who loves you. Remember Him, He's the one who loves you. Remember Him.
He's the one who died for you.
All righty, we are back. And who do we have here? It's got to be our co-host, Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? You know, there was an interesting, John probably knows this woman. Alexa, pause. Sorry. Alexa, pause. Sorry, guys. Woman in Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett, has an interview on LifeSite. And she's talking about Margaret Sanger and the black community. But she's also saying how the governor wants to the government is manipulating people into dependency. And listen to this one. She says that they're trying to get to the point where they'll tell you whether you're male or female. But my question for you guys is on the FBI, given one example of a rage in Psalm 7. That word rage, wouldn't you say stampeding someone's home would be a rage as per Psalm 7?
Okay. I missed a couple of words that you said there because for some reason you got blood, but say that again.
Yeah, okay. If you look at Psalm 7, all right, it contains the word rage. Now, that's what I see the FBI's behavior as.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. Why, if you go to Psalm 2, why do the heathen rage and why do they imagine a vain thing? Well, that's the heathen right there. I mean, that's what God's talking about. Then he gives a warning to him over there in Psalm chapter 2. And he tells him this. He says, be wise, therefore, O you kings, instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Should that be a warning that the heathen need to listen to? Does God always, does he always pull through on everything he says? Does he always come through on it?
That's reiterated in Psalm 7. And, you know, you can identify that as a rage, really. You know, if you're going into someone's house with guns pointed at, children, that's a rage, you know.
And they've been doing that to a lot of the conservatives, anyone, so, yeah. But you know what? The Bible also says, touch not my anointed. And you can expect, let me tell you, the reason they want to arm 87,000 IRS agents, they want to go after small business for sure, but they want to go after churches more, real actual churches is what they want to come down. They want to arrest the pastors. So, there you go. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Cliff. Let's go out to San Diego. We got Jack out in San Diego. Jack, you're in the air.
So, this week Hello. There was a great escalation of the war in Ukraine. I don't see a way out. It doesn't seem like, I mean, everybody's so entrenched in their positions and its situations are escalating dramatically. Do you, Pastor Ernie, or anybody on your panel tonight, does anybody see a way out of this that doesn't lead to
there's a way out. There's a way out. Donald Trump says he has offered to negotiate a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. And he says he knows without a doubt he can do it because he knows everybody involved that if given a chance, Donald Trump can bring a peace deal because he's done that in the past.
Yeah, look what he did in the Middle East.
Yeah, and so
my question is, I mean, anybody can say that, but my question is, if that's true, what do you think the terms of the agreement would be?
Well, I wouldn't know. I'd have to be
Because I mean, that's all that counts right now. And I can't...
I think the terms would have to be this, that...
That anybody's going to be able to save face.
I think here's the deal. I think that the terms would have to be, one, that the United States pull all of its bio labs out of Ukraine over there. Two, that they do not go to the United Nations to set up missile sites along the Russian border, okay? You can't blame the Russian people. They don't want missile sites set up on their border. We wouldn't want that here. Now, our problem is the communists are within. They're in the country, okay? But I think that would have to be two parts of it, that you would have to pull that, and then there would have to be other agreements that if Russia invaded Ukraine again, that that would be an act of war, okay? And so, but that's what I think that's what you'd have to have. You'd have to
pull back. It's amazing to me that the United States is still not at DEFCON 2, and I can't picture the United States military going to war with Joe Biden as commander-in-chief.
Most of the military does not really... Now, I have heard this, but I can't prove this, but maybe McTurnan, because he knows about everything. I've heard that they're not giving Biden access to the football. What do you think, John?
That hasn't been confirmed, Pastor Ernie. Allegedly, with the switch with Trump, there was some delay. I think now he does, but I can't verify that. I would imagine he does, Pastor Ernie.
Remember what Milley said? Milley said that he would not, that he would keep Trump from having access to the nuclear codes and that. And even Milley... I mean, even these guys, even Milley and that, as bad as they are, as anti-American, I don't think they would trust Biden because they have to live in this country too, right? With that, because even, you know, nobody knows what Biden's going to do. I mean, the guy...
He doesn't even know.
Right.
Well, I don't know if you remember this, but this would be back in the late 70s. There was, I believe, a five-part movie made for TV. It starred Jason Robards, and it was called The Day After.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
A scenario very similar to what's happening today, and then what triggers the war is one side uses a tactical nuke, and everything escalates from there, and then all the ICBMs start flying. But it's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you probably might enjoy looking at it.
Well, here's a question to ask yourself there, Jack. If you thought that you had defenses enough to survive a nuclear war, would you be more apt to do it than if you knew that you couldn't survive? What I'm telling you is this, okay? I've talked to former... Russian spies. We had Stanislav Lunov, who spent a week over here, more than a week, and he told me that underneath Moscow there is a city that's much larger than Moscow, that he's been there, that they have all the facilities down there to house all of the major leaders, all the generals and all the top people in Russia, and they can house them down there underground and they have all the facilities to filter out the poisoning, the radiation, and they can stay there for 10 years. They've got enough food and everything. So
in Oceanside, which is the northern part of San Diego County, right next to Camp Pendleton. If there was a nuclear war, there would be nothing left of San Diego. There are so many military targets here. But I'll leave you with this thought. You know, all the crazed environmentalists that are so worried about the environment, do they realize that a nuclear war would destroy the atmosphere for decades? And it would be, you know, if you're worried about the environment, it would be uninhabitable.
You have to understand.
They don't say a word about a possible nuclear war. It's like, I don't know. Did they blank it out of their minds? Why aren't they protesting against the nuclear war?
Because you used the word crazed, and the word reprobate applies there. It's because the people, again, you have to understand, this is an Antichrist mindset. And, again, to their mind, that unless they eliminate us, people, especially unless they eliminate the Christians in that, and again, remember, these people are self-destructive. I mean, you go. They don't have reason and logic. You find the answer to that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you'll find the answer. And then Romans chapter 1, you'll find the answer. It's right there. It's literally spelled out for you.
All right, you guys. Nice talking to you. You guys have a good weekend.
You do the same. Thanks. Okay. Who's next? Okay. All right. I got to do this real quick. Wrong article. This is one. Oh, here's a good one. Bill Clinton says this. Bill Clinton told the truth.
It was a surprise, yeah.
He told the truth. He says, he tells CNN, there is a limit to how many migrants that you can bring into society. Bill Clinton actually understands that, and he actually, you know why? Because he knows that the American people know this. And so he had to tell the truth, and maybe it hurt him, but he told the truth. He's right. There is a limit. And especially where it comes to boundaries, right? Here you go. Here's another good article. The FBI changes the number of documents they stole from President Trump's estate in Mar-a-Lago. The FBI admitted in court that it had misrepresented the number of documents that it had taken from the home of the legitimate president of the United States, President Donald Trump. There you go. What do you think of that, John?
Well, it was some huge amount, Pastor Ernie, from what I understand. It wasn't like, oh, we miscounted 10 or whatever. It was some huge amount of documents that they all of a sudden came up with. But that's them, Pastor Ernie. They are rogue. I mean, they lie to federal judges regularly. They perjured himself in affidavits for search warrants. They perjured himself before the FISA court. So that's just the FBI now. They've made their bed, and they're just a rogue organization now.
Yeah, but don't they realize they have to live in this country too? That's a good question, right?
Well, that's kind of where this is heading, you know? I mean, and I mentioned that, I think, earlier, where if the FBI is despised, the more they do, the more people catch on. So the hardcore left doesn't care what they do as long as it's against us. They could care less. But the others, the independents and like us, you know, that could add up to 75% of the people there, I don't know, 80% maybe. And if you have 80% of the people thinking like we do, the FBI and the Justice Department and the courts to that, they're in trouble.
Yeah, they are. Well, we're just about out of time. I just wanted to say this real quick. You know, that killer Shannon Brandt, who charged with the murder of Kyle Ellington?
Yes. In North Dakota, I think it was.
Right. Well, finally, that corrupted prosecuting attorney had to change, and now he's been charged with murder, the death. So remember, before they didn't charge him with murder. And so there you go. All righty. John, you've got 4 minutes. 4 minutes to tell the folks how they can get to heaven.
Okay, I always, on this show here, we can clearly see week after week and month after month and with Pastor Ernie year after year, see evil. We really articulate evil. And if there is an evil, there must be a good. And we see lies, there must be truth. And so there is. And the Bible is truth. We have prophecies. Pastor Ernie, how many, you've got a handle on this, how many prophecies about Christ's first coming are there in the Old Testament?
Well, there's over 580 prophecies in the New Testament, and in the Old Testament there's over there's over 1,200 prophecies in the Old Testament, so there's over 1,800 prophecies altogether. But as far as the amount, I'm not sure. I can't remember how many.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the reason I'm saying that is the truth. The Bible prophesied prophet after prophet after prophet in the Bible. Not only was it prophesying the exact time of his coming and his death and the manner of death, but also by inferences and characters in the Bible, all pointing to it's called types. So the Bible is unique. It's unique with prophecy proving it. It's absolutely right in our times. The prophets talk about the dispersion and the rebirth of the nation of Israel. Israel's back. Jerusalem's the capital. They have shekels for money. I mean, this is fulfillment of Bible prophecy right before our eyes.
It's been 100% accurate, 100% perfectly accurate.
And there are enormous amount of prophecies about his second coming also, which, you know, I won't get into that right now. But I said all that to say the authority is the authority of the Word of God in the Bible, and in the Bible defines truth, justice, righteousness, holiness. And there is outside of that and visible with our eyes, we can see evil now. It's like being in Germany in 1938 and clearly seeing the evil of the Nazis, what they're promoting, what they're doing, what their plans are. It wasn't all of a sudden World War II started. They've been building for years. So we see it now, folks. We see truth, and the truth is, according to the Word, that every one of us have committed sin and broken God's law. There's a penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death. And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He loves us, and he doesn't want us separated from him in eternity. In a real place, actually the real place is the end. It's called the lake of fire.
20 seconds.
Jesus Christ, he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross, shed his blood, pay the penalty for our sin, so that we could have eternal life with him.
Amen. Until tomorrow, we have to say good night and God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance, What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.